You are listening to Spiritualize Ministry Devotional Podcast. Hello, everyone. I'm Keandre Talley. Today is April 10th, 2008, and today's devotional is entitled, The Act of Forgiveness. Today's scripture verse comes from the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 25. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Now, before I get into today's devotional in depth, let's determine what forgiveness really means. Forgiveness is the mental and spiritual process of ceasing to feel resentment, indignation, or anger against another person for a perceived offense, difference, or mistake, or ceasing to demand punishment or restitution. Being able to forgive is a divine attribute. The scriptures refer to forgiveness in two ways. The Lord commands us to repent of our sins and seek His forgiveness. He also commands us to forgive those who offend or hurt us. As Christians, we receive forgiveness more directly through a sincere expression of repentance to God and complete this in the act of forgiving others. Then confession and prayer by the forgiven is about healing, as mentioned in the book of James, chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You see, to acknowledge our faults to each other will tend greatly to peace and brotherly love. And when a righteous person, a true believer, justified in Christ and by His grace walking before God in holy obedience, presents an effectual and fervent prayer, wrought in heart by the power of the Holy Spirit, raising holy affections and believing expectations, and so leading earnestly to plead the promises of God at His mercy seat, it avails much. We should also keep in mind what forgiveness is not. Forgiveness is not ignoring, putting up with, excusing, or closing your eyes to the sin of another person. It is not letting time pass after the offense has been committed and just saying, I'll get over it. It is not accepting and saying that's just the way a person is. Neither is it letting things roll off your shoulders or deciding to start over fresh without confronting the problem. Having these notions of forgiveness not only condones sin, but makes it everlasting. As Christians, we are not to do this. According to Jesus, forgiveness is a three-step process which is explained in the Gospel of Luke. In the book of Luke, chapter 17, verses 3 and 4, it says, Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. You see, the first step of forgiveness is to rebuke. As Christians, if a brother or sister in Christ sins against us, we are to rebuke him or her first. When I say rebuke, I mean we are to reprimand, to speak the truth in love. We are not to scold or be hateful in doing so. We are to rebuke him or her privately and with humble hearts. The second step of forgiveness is repentance. Jesus lets us know that our forgiveness is conditional upon the person's repentance after the rebuke. To repent is to turn away from sin. Repentance is not just changing one's behavior, but the sincere feeling of remorse and a heartfelt search of forgiveness. He or she must feel the burden of Holy Spirit conviction. When this is felt, he or she will acknowledge his or her sin, followed by true remorse and repentance. The kind of repentance God demands is one that has visible results to others. Fruits. True repentance is always evident and visible through the changed heart and fruit-bearing works of the repentant. The third and final step is forgiveness. If the first two steps have been completed and the fruits of sincere repentance have been observed, Jesus commands us to forgive our brother or sister in Christ as he has forgiven us. The Lord makes it quite clear that forgiveness is a vital preparation for worship. In fact, it should come before our other prayers, since the forgiveness of our sins depends on our forgiveness of others. If we go to church without forgiving, we set up a barrier between ourselves and the Lord. This should be the last thing we would want to do, since only the Lord can forgive us. For some of us, forgiving those who have wronged us may not be something we enjoy doing, but it is simply good hygiene, like washing our hands before eating. We should ask the Lord to remind us of this every time we go to worship. We should ask him to give us the strength to forgive others so he will forgive us of our own trespasses. I hope everyone enjoys the rest of their day. Remember to check out our website at spiritualeyesministry.com. Also, if you would like to leave a comment, share a testimonial, or request prayer, call the Spiritual Eyes Ministry Devotional Podcast phone line at area code 206-984-2630. Until next time, be safe, have faith, and be blessed.